Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Chad Williams. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. Chad Williams was born in the early 2000s and was raised in Arizona. He attended the College of Southern Idaho from August 2022 until December 2023. He was interested in nursing and wanted to pursue a career in healthcare. Chad described himself as a combat sport enthusiast with interests in role-playing, history, and gaming. A friend of his who lived across the hall in a dormitory described him as an introvert and a pretty chill guy. He said, quote, "I was never scared or weirded out by him," unquote. Chad served in the Student Senate, but he was unanimously impeached in February 2023. This was due to his inactivity, disengagement, and frequent absences. Ultimately, Chad left the college without earning a degree. Chad was active on social media where he criticized criminals, expressed concerns about public safety, and complained that political leaders were insufficiently aggressive toward violent offenders. For example, he expressed horror at the randomness of an armed carjacking, saying, quote, "Last month, a man pointed an AK-47 at the door of a house only streets away from my childhood home," unquote. Chad talked about how residents of New York City did not feel safe because the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, downgraded 60% of felony cases last year. He complained that Alvin elevated 34 charges against Donald Trump to felonies, which was evidence of distorted priorities. Chad was very supportive of armed self-defense, which would be a curious stance considering what he did next. Now moving to the timeline of the crime. On Saturday, August 1, 2026, 24-year-old Chad Williams made his way to the In-N-Out Burger on Blue Lakes Boulevard in Twin Falls, Idaho. This fast food restaurant had opened just 8 days earlier and was quite busy that day. Hundreds of people were in the area, including customers waiting in the drive-thru. At 2:29 p.m., Chad opened fire at the restaurant with an AR-style rifle. He moved through the drive-thru area and continued firing. Chad struck employees and customers with gunfire during his attack. One customer said that she came face-to-face with Chad while she was trying to escape. He pointed the rifle at her as she ducked behind a white vehicle. She then noticed a pistol lying on a gun case, which she believed belonged to the shooter. She attempted to use it, but believed it was jammed. Ultimately, she escaped in another vehicle. As Chad continued the attack, a 35-year-old armed citizen named Jordan Salinas heard the gunfire and sought out the source. Reportedly, Jordan was carrying an FN-57 semi-automatic pistol equipped with a suppressor. This is a Belgian pistol chambered in the small-caliber, high-velocity 5.7 by 28 millimeter cartridge. This cartridge was designed to be lighter and produce less recoil than the popular 9mm Luger. Jordan had started training with firearms seriously after a mass shooting in October 2021 at the Boise Town Square Mall, which killed 2 people. Jordan spotted Chad near the drive-thru window of the In-N-Out restaurant, produced his FN-57, and opened fire on Chad. It does not appear as though Chad was struck by Jordan's gunfire, but the shooting definitely attracted Chad's attention. Jordan indicated that initially, Chad was looking around because he didn't know where the gunfire was coming from. Chad appeared to be calm and confident while shooting at unarmed people, but his demeanor changed almost immediately when someone fired back. Jordan suggested that Chad's bravado collapsed once he encountered resistance. In addition to Jordan, an off-duty Idaho State Trooper fired at Chad. Due to the gunfire from both Jordan and the trooper, Chad retreated from the restaurant. Later, he was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. During the attack, Chad killed 3 people, including 1 employee of the In-N-Out restaurant. He wounded 7 people. Now moving to my analysis. The Twin Falls police chief said the actions of Jordan Salinas and the off-duty Idaho State Trooper drove Chad away from the scene and prevented further casualties. The Twin Falls County Sheriff said, quote, "These people are true heroes in our community, and their actions diverted the shooter and no doubt saved many lives," unquote. Sometimes when armed citizens get involved with stopping criminals, the police criticize their actions. In this case, however, the authorities recognized that the off-duty trooper was a hero and that Jordan was a hero as well. Jordan could have easily escaped the danger. He was not one of Chad's original targets. Instead of saving himself, Jordan moved toward the threat and engaged the threat. His primary interest was helping people to survive. This brings me to the question, what do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. Chad was a coward who decided he wanted to kill innocent people. At this point, it is not clear what motivated Chad. Maybe he was just angry at the world. Chad selected the In-N-Out restaurant for the attack because it was new, and he realized there would be quite a few people there. His objective was to encounter a large number of unarmed citizens who he could kill without resistance. Chad knew that eventually the police would show up, but not before he murdered several people. His plan all along was to bring an end to his own life once he confronted resistance. There was no plan to escape. There would be no tomorrow for Chad, no matter what. When Jordan started firing at Chad, this took Chad completely by surprise. Chad did not expect to be facing gunfire this early in his attack. He had just started murdering people, and already someone was shooting at him. Chad may have been thinking to himself, how is this possible? The police response time is not that fast. The gunfire from Jordan, as well as from the off-duty state trooper, caused Chad to be distracted, frustrated, and scared. He was not frightened of dying. He was frightened of being wounded. Being injured and incapacitated would be the worst possible outcome, because he would be captured, survive, and face the justice system. Chad was forced to disengage from the unarmed targets and realized that he could not do any more damage. This is when he made his exit from this world. This case demonstrates the shock value that a cowardly mass shooter will experience when confronted by an armed citizen. It's not just the gunfire, it's the speed of the response. Jordan and the off-duty trooper were right there. They could respond quickly. Chad's entire mission was based on shooting soft targets, not hard targets. Ironically, he proved the effectiveness of having armed citizens, the same concept that he supported on social media. Chad had demonstrated two lessons at the same time: the danger of the wrong man having a firearm, and the value of the right man having one to stop him. Now moving to my final thoughts. This case will not end the debate about gun rights, but it does badly complicate one of the prominent anti-gun talking points, which has been popular lately. That is, an armed citizen is an additional danger who will confuse the police, shoot innocent people, or accomplish nothing. In this case, a citizen with a gun did not confuse the police, did not shoot innocent people, and accomplished something in the form of preventing innocent people from being shot. I think a lot of the opinions on the issue of gun rights are really based on one's fundamental belief about public safety. If a person believes safety is the responsibility of the government, they may lean toward having no concealed carry or restricting concealed carry severely. If a person believes that each person must be responsible for their own safety, or at least they should have the option of taking that responsibility, they may lean toward concealed carry. Either way, there is no question that in this case, the people at the In-N-Out restaurant were better off because there was a good guy with a gun. Those are my thoughts in the case of Chad Williams. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon. Mass shooters are almost always interested in killing as many people as possible. They have several advantages which are difficult to overcome. They can choose the day of the attack, the time of the attack, the type of weapons that they have available, and the type of targets they can engage. The armed citizen disrupts part of that because now the targets aren't necessarily unarmed. This forces the mass shooter into fewer possible venues where killing a lot of people would be probable. Now, of course, the idea of an armed citizen also comes with complications. Like when the police respond, they may not know who the good guys are. So a mass shooter starts killing people, an armed citizen pops up and engages. Now the police don't exactly know who to shoot at. So it's not always simple to deal with these situations. It's not a matter of looking at every single possible scenario and saying an armed citizen would always improve the situation. But there are certainly many occasions, if not most occasions, that would benefit from potential targets having guns. This functions as a threat to the mass shooter, one that they don't want. they are interested in, again, only soft targets. Hard targets have zero appeal to mass shooters.